Welcome everyone today, and then we'll just have a word of prayer before we begin. Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus and what he has done. And we live in a world where we see the handiwork of God just with his fingers everywhere, even on the night stars. I think even of the beautiful northern lights that we've seen the last couple of nights in many parts of the world, and reminded that God is a God who appreciates beauty, and he has created beauty for us to enjoy. And we just think of the kindness and goodness of God, and that so many things that are not just for survival, but go beyond that and add a richness and a quality to life in every way, whether it's food or and our taste and our smells and the eye for beauty. And we thank thee for all those ways that God has been so kind to us. And but most of all, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ that was sent. Again, not just the basic necessities, but so much more than the basic necessities. He does satisfy the soul. He does take away sin. He does all the necessary things. But we thank thee that we can richly enjoy his person as Savior and Lord. And in so many different aspects that we know him and see him in Scripture, we give thanks. We just pray for those who are in difficulty today. We would pray for Bea Capelli and different ones that are suffering. We would just pray for blessing and help and physical and spiritual ways. We would just pray for Kevin Awanda's son, Avery, at this time for continued recovery. We would just pray for blessing now as we would ask for help in a gospel message, looking to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, we're going to read today from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, and we're going to start reading at verse 25, Matthew chapter 14 and verse 25. I'll read in English and then Tintin can read as well in Tagalog. So Matthew 14 and verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled and said, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus said unto them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Jesus answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee in the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." So we'll get asked Tintin to read from Matthew 14, verse 25, down to verse 33.
Hello po sa lahat. Sabay-sabay po natin basahin mula po sa mabuting balita sa bagong tipan, Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. At sa ikaapat na pagpupuyat ng gabi, naparoon siya sa kanila na lumalakad sa ibabaw ng dagat. 26. At nang makita siya ng mga alagad na lumalakad sa ibabaw ng dagat, ay nangagulumihan sila, nangagsabi, "Multo," at sila'y nagsisigaw dahil sa takot. 27. Datapwat, pagdakay nagsalita sa kanila si Jesus na nagsasabi, "Lakasan niyo ang inyong loob, ako nga, huwag kayong mga takot." 28. At sumagot sa kanya si Pedro at nagsabi, "Panginoon, kung ikaw nga ay paparianin mo ako sa iyo sa ibabaw ng tubig." 29. At sinabi niya, "Halika." At lumunsad si Pedro sa daong at lumakad sa ibabaw ng tubig upang pumaroon kay Jesus. 30. Datapwat, tanyang malakas ang hangin, ay natakot siya. At nang siya'y malulubog, ay sumigaw na nagsasabi, "Panginoon, iligtas mo ako." 31. At pagkadakay, iniunat ni Jesus ang kanyang kamay at hinawakan siya. At sa kanya'y sinabi, "O ikaw, nakakaunti ang pananampalataya, bakit ka nang nagalinlangan? 32. At pagkalulan nila sa daong ay humimpil ang hangin. 33. At ang mga nasa daong ay nagsisamba sa kanya na nagsabi, tunay na ikaw ang anak ng Diyos.
Well, thank you very much, Tintin. Today we have a story from the life of the Lord Jesus and with his disciples.
Sa ngayong gabi, ang kwento nating nabasa ay tungkol sa buhay ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
And I want to just draw four very simple points from it to share the gospel with you through it.
At mayroon po siyang apat na napakasimpleng puntos habang pag-uusapan natin ang kwentong ito.
These points are all very clearly to do with the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
Ito, mga puntos na ito, ay nagtuturo o nakaturo ang patungkol sa ating tagapagligtas.
Because you and I, as part of the world, all need the same thing in life.
Dahil ikaw at ako, tayong lahat ay pare-parehas ng pangangailangan.
The number one basic need that we have in the spiritual sense is a Savior.
Ang unang pangangailangan, ito po yung pinaka basic na pangangailangan nating lahat, kailangan natin ng tagapagligtas.
We cannot save ourselves according to the Bible. We need to be saved.
Hindi natin kayang iligtas ang ating mga sarili. Sinasabi po iyon sa Biblia, kailangan natin ng tagapagligtas.
Did you ever look at an anthill and see the ants busily working away? I want you to think about that.
Isipin daw po natin yung mga langgam na gumagawa ng kanilang tahanan.
They are doing their own work and no one is coming to help them.
Sila ay gumagawa ng kanilang mga sariling gawain. Walang ibang tumutulong sa kanila.
No one will come to save them if a predator comes to destroy their anthill or their lives.
Walang tagapagligtas na maaaring pumunta sa kanila o tumulong sa kanila kapag may mga dumating na predator o mga pwedeng kumain o saktan sila.
They are dependent totally on themselves and the basic instincts that the Creator has given them for survival.
Sila ay nakadepende lamang sa kanilang sariling pag-iisip na binigay ng tagapaglikha sa kanila.
Of course, there is no afterlife for an ant. When he dies, that's it.
At gayon din, wala pong kabilang buhay para sa mga langgam. Kapag sila ay namatay, yun na yun.
And maybe you look at our world as if it is just a big anthill.
Maaring yung tingnan na ang ating mundo ay parang katulad lamang ng tahanan ng mga langgam.
And that we basically have to survive on our own and whatever we need, we have to provide for ourselves.
Na maaaring isipin nyo na kailangan lang natin gawin kung ano ang kaya natin gawin upang tayo ay mabuhay.
And maybe you think we are like an ant in that when we die, there is nothing after.
Maaaring isipin nyo din na katulad din tayo ng isang langgam na kapag tayo ay namatay, wala nang kasunod.
The scripture actually uses the ant to teach that there is a preparation for something that comes afterwards.
Sa katunayan, ang banal na salita o ang Biblia ay tinuturuan tayo sa pamamagitan ng mga langgam na kailangan nating maghanda o kailangan nating paghandaan.
So that we know we do not die and that is the end.
At malalaman natin na hindi lang tayo namatay at yun na yun, kundi kapag tayo ay namatay, hindi lamang iyon ang katapusan.
We are not responsible to save ourselves when it comes to what comes after life.
hindi tayo responsable na iligtas ang ating sarili kung anuman ang mayroon pagkatapos ng buhay na ito.
The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Sinasabi po sa banal na aklat, sa aklat po ng Unang Juan chapter 4 ng ating Panginoong Hesus, ang Diyos ay ipinadala ang kanyang anak upang maging tagapagligtas ng mundo.
So I want to think for a few minutes about this Savior that the Bible tells us about.
Kaya sa ilang minuto po ating pong pag-isipan o ating pong intindihin kung anong tagapagligtas ang ibinigay ng Diyos sa atin.
The Lord Jesus was up in the high place. He was in a mountain.
Ang ating Panginoong Hesus po, siya po ay nasa mataas na lugar o nasa bundok.
He looked down and he saw the disciples and they were in trouble.
At siya po tumingin sa ilalim at nakita po niya ang kanyang mga alagad na sila ay nahihirapan.
He loved the disciples, but they were on a ship that was struggling with a storm.
Mahal po niya ang kanyang mga alagad at nakita niya na ang kanyang mga alagad ay nasa bangka at sila ay nahihirapan.
If anyone should have been able to do it by themselves, it was them because a number of them were fishermen.
At kung sino man ang kayang gawin yun, sila yun, yung kanyang mga alagad, dahil ang iba sa kanila ay mangingisda.
But as the Lord Jesus looked down from his mountain, he knew that this storm was too big for them.
At habang nakamasid ang Panginoong Hesus sa kanila, alam ng Panginoong Hesus na itong bagyo ay napakalaki para sa kanila.
And he left his mountain and he came down, down, down to the sea where they were until finally he was in the storm with them.
At ang ating Panginoong Hesus, iniwan niya ang bundok at siya'y bumaba papunta sa tubig, sa dagat, kung saan ang kanyang mga alagad ay naroon.
The Lord Jesus proved that he was not an ordinary man because he didn't need a boat or a sidewalk to walk on. He walked on the sea.
Ang ating Panginoong Hesus, hindi po siya ordinaryong tao lamang na nangangailangan ng bangka o ng daanan. Siya po ay naglakad sa ibabaw ng dagat.
So that I want to think of the way that the Savior came.
At gusto po niyang isipin kung papaano ang paraan ng tagapagligtas.
And I want to extract the spiritual lesson from it for you and I for the gospel message today.
At gusto po niyang ipakita ang aral mula sa salitang iyon, mula sa pangyayaring iyon.
The first point is the way of the Savior. He left the high place and he came down until finally he was in a storm.
Yung unang puntos po ay yung paraan ng tagapagligtas na iniwan niya ang bundok at siya ay bumaba at pumunta o pumaroon sa kanyang mga alagad.
He did that because those disciples in the storm had no other way of salvation.
Ginawa po niya iyon dahil ang walang ibang paraan upang mailigtas ang kanyang mga alagad sa malaking bagyo.
There was no one else who could or would save them.
Walang kahit na sino man ang may kagustuhan o may kakayahan na gawin iyon.
And they could not save themselves.
At ang mga alagad ay hindi nila kayang iligtas ang kanilang mga sarili.
And of course, the lesson we learn is the Lord Jesus left the high place, heaven above, and he came to earth and suffered on a cross for our sins.
At ito po ang aral na kanyang ipinakita ng ating Panginoong Hesus ay iniwan ang kanyang trono, ang kalangitan upang bumaba dito sa mundo at siya ay magpakasakit sa krus.
When he was on the cross, he suffered the storm of the judgment of God for sins.
At nung nasa krus po ang ating Panginoong Hesus, siya ay nagdusa sa bagyo o ito yung paghihirap ng ating mga kasalanan.
He did that because there was no other way that we could be saved and he loved us.
Ginawa po niya iyon dahil walang ibang paraan upang tayo'y maligtas at tayo ay mahal niya.
And so the way of the Savior from the high place to the low place, from heaven to the cross of Calvary to save us.
Kaya yung una po, mula po sa mataas na lugar sa kalangitan, pumaroon siya sa mundo, pumaroon po siya sa Kalbaryo ng Cruz.
Secondly, I want to think about the words of the Savior.
Yung pangalawa po, ang mga salita ng ating tagapagligtas.
Everything the Lord Jesus said to them was that which brought peace to them.
Ang bawat salita na binanggit o sinabi ng ating Panginoong Hesus ay nagdudulot ng kapayapaan sa kanila.
His ultimate goal was that they would be at rest.
Ang kanyang pinakagustuhan ay magkaroon sila ng kapayapaan o kapahingahan.
Of course, when they first saw him before he said anything, they were afraid.
Nakita po natin na ang unang reaksyon ng mga alagad nung nakita nila si Jesus, sila ay natakot o sila ay naguluhan.
In the story, they were afraid that he was a spirit or a ghost.
Sa kwento po na ating nabasa, ang mga alagad ay natakot na iniisip nila na siya ay multo.
They did not understand his approach coming to them in the storm.
Hindi nila naintindihan ang paraan ng pagpunta ng Panginoon sa kanila.
But his words assured them. It was through his words that they understood why he was there.
At dahil nga po sa salita ng ating Panginoong Hesus, naintindihan nila kung bakit siya pumaroon.
It was by his words that they understood who he was and what he was going to do.
At dahil nga po sa mga salita ng ating Panginoong Hesus at naintindihan nila kung bakit naroon siya at kung paano nila siya iligtas.
So again, now we take a spiritual lesson from the story to learn about us.
At ngayon po, maintindihan natin, makukuha natin ang spiritual na lesson para sa ating lahat.
Many times people sense the reality of God and they are afraid.
Maraming tao sa atin dito sa mundo na iintindihan na ang Diyos, ang realidad ng Diyos at natatakot sila.
They understand that we need to listen to the words of God and the Savior because that's how we will find rest and peace.
At naintindihan din po ng karamihan na kailangan nating makinig at intindihin ang kanyang mga salita sapagkat sa kanyang mga salita tayo ay nagkakaroon ng kapayapaan o kapahingahan.
Many people are simply afraid of God because they know if he's real, he's great.
Karamihan po sa atin, sa mga tao ngayon, natatakot. Alam po nila na ang Diyos ay totoo, ngunit sila ay natatakot dahil kapag naniwala sila na ang Diyos ay totoo. Alam nila na ang Diyos ay makapangyarihan.
But just like in the story, God is real and He loves us and He wants to save us.
Katulad po dito sa kwento na ating nabasa, ang Diyos ay totoo at siya ay makapangyarihan at siya ay kagustuhan niyang tayo iligtas.
The actual words of the Lord is, "I, be not afraid."
Ang aktwal na salita ng Diyos ay sinabi niya na lakasan niyo ang loob, ang inyong loob. Ako nga, huwag kayong mga takot.
And then another word he said in verse 29 was come.
At ang pangalawang salita na sinabi ng ating Panginoong Hesus ay halika.
And then he speaks again down in verse 31 and he asks them why they were afraid to trust him. Why do you doubt?
At dito nga po sa verse 31 at sinabi ng ating Panginoong Hesus, bakit ka nag-alinlangan?
So that you put all those words together and we find that the Lord Jesus wants us to know who he is and he wants us to come to him for salvation. He wants us to believe on him.
Kaya kapag isipin po natin, ito yung mga salitang sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus upang malaman natin na siya nga ito at siya ay kagustuhan niyang iligtas tayong lahat.
So that is exactly the same when it comes to the gospel message. We learn again the lesson of the words of the Savior.
At katulad nga po ng magandang balita, nalalaman natin kung ano ang salita ng ating tagapagligtas.
God has given us the gospel message in the Bible so that we would understand first of all who he is.
At ang ating Diyos ay binigay po ang mabuting balita upang malaman kung sino nga ba siya ang ating tagapagligtas.
He has given us many gospel verses that tell us we must come to him for salvation.
At binigyan po tayo ng maraming salita o salita ng Diyos na nagsasabi na tayo ay pumaroon sa kanya.
And he has given us many gospel verses that tell us not to be afraid, but to trust him, to believe on him.
At maraming salita din po ng Diyos ang nagsasabi na huwag tayong matakot, tayo ay magtiwala sa kanya.
So we have learned lesson number one, the way of the Savior, he came from the high place heaven to the low place to save us.
At napag-aralan nga po natin ang unang puntos, ito po yung mataas na lugar o yung ito po yung langit kung nasaan siya at pumunta po siya sa mababang lugar, ito po yung Kalbaryo.
Lesson number two, we learn from the words of the Savior that we need to understand who he is and that he wants us to come to him and we must trust him.
At ang pangalawa po, ang mga salita ng ating tagapagligtas na kinakailangan pong tayo ay lumapit sa kanya. Ito po yung ipinapakilala kung sino nga ba ang ating tagapagligtas at kagustuhan po niya na tayo ay pumunta sa kanya at tayo ay magtiwala sa kanya at tayo ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
Lesson number three is about the work of the Savior.
At ang pangatlong puntos po, ito po yung mga gawa ng ating tagapagligtas.
Because Peter was in the ship and he saw the Lord and he understood who he was and he responded to his invitation to come.
At dito nga po sa bangka ay naroon si Pedro at nakilala ni Pedro at sinabi nga niyang kay Jesus at may sinabi siya kay Jesus.
Verse 29 tells us he was come down out of the ship and he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
At dito nga po sa verse 29, sinabi nga po na si Pedro ay naglakad sa tubig papunta kay Jesus.
But Peter began to be afraid when he saw the wind and the waves.
Ngunit si Pedro ay nagsimulang natakot nung simulang nakita niya ang malalakas na hangin at malalakas na alon.
And as he begins to sink, he cries out to the Lord, one desperate plea for help, Lord, save me.
At nung magsimula nga pong lumubog si Pedro, siya po ay sumigaw ng tulong sa ating Panginoon. Sabi niya, Panginoon, iligtas mo ako.
So Peter now understands that he cannot save himself and he needs the Lord to save him.
At ngayon, naintindihan nga po ni Pedro na hindi niya kayang iligtas ang kanyang sarili at kailangan niya si Panginoong Jesus upang siya ay iligtas.
It may seem kind of humorous, but if baptism could save Peter, he would be saved immediately because he would just go down. And then he would come up.
Ito nga po ay isang nakakatawa. Kung ang pagbautismo ay makakapagbigay sa atin ng kaligtasan, si Pedro ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan sapagkat siya ay lumubog at siya ay inahon.
Of course, we learn the lesson, baptism can't save us, nor can church, nor can my work save us.
At napag-aralan na din nga po natin na ang pagbautismo ay hindi nagbibigay ng kaligtasan o hindi tayo maliligtas sa pamamagitan ng bautismo, ng pagpunta sa church o sa ating mga mabubuting gawa.
There was only one way that Peter could be saved, and that was that the Lord must save him.
At mayroong isang paraan lamang po upang si Pedro ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan ay yung ang ating tagapagligtas o si Jesus ay iligtas siya.
It all came down to one instant when Peter understood, I am going to die, but I need to be saved, and he cried to the Lord.
At ito po yung iniisip o na-realize ni Pedro na siya ay malulubog, siya ay mamamatay at kailangan niya ng tagapagligtas.
The story tells us that immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and he saved him.
At dito nga po sa kwento, mababasa natin na ora mismo o gayong panahon din o sa mismong oras, inunat ng Panginoong Jesus ang kanyang kamay at siya ay iniligtas niya.
So we are learning lesson number 3, that the work of the Savior is to save us.
At naintindihan nga po natin o napag-aralan natin ang pangatlong puntos. Ang gawa ng tagapagligtas, ito po yung gawa upang iligtas o magkaroon tayo ng kaligtasan.
Just as Peter was sinking down and he was going to perish, so it is, so are we in our sins, sinking down and about to perish.
Katulad nga po ni Pedro na siya ay palubog sa ilalim ng tubig, tayo ay kahilintulad din po ni Pedro na tayo ay makasalanan. Ang ating mga kasalanan ay humihila sa atin pababa upang tayo ay mawala ng pag-asa.
The only thing Peter could do was cry out to the Lord, and he heard him and saved him.
Ang tanging magagawa lamang ni Pedro sa panahon na yun ay sumigaw sa Panginoon at sabihin na, Panginoon, iligtas mo ako.
So that we learn the lesson today, if you are sinking down in your sins and under God's wrath and judgment and you want to be saved, you simply have to cry to the Savior.
At atin nga pong naintindihan o nalaman na kapag tayo, naranasan natin na tayo palubog dahil sa ating mga kasalanan at wala ng pag-asa, ang ating magagawa lamang ay sumigaw o tawagin ng ating Panginoon na, Lord, Panginoon, iligtas mo ako.
It is the work of Jesus to save us from our sins.
Ito ay gawa ng ating Panginoong Jesus na tayo ay iligtas mula sa ating mga kasalanan.
That's why he went to the cross at Calvary to suffer for our sins so he could save us.
Kaya siya ay pumaroon sa Kalbaryo, sa krus, upang tayo ay iligtas.
And even now, though he is in heaven, he can save the sinner that cries out to him for salvation.
At kahit hanggang ngayon, siya ay nasa kalangitan at siya ay kaya niyang iligtas ang bawat isa na tumawag sa kanya para sa kaligtasan.
So finally, our fourth point that we learned from the story is about the worship of the Savior.
At dito nga po yung pang-apat na punto sa iyang pagsamba sa tagapagligtas.
Because in verse 33, we find that they worshiped him and said, of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Dito nga po sa verse 33, sila ay nagsisamba sa ating Panginoong Jesus at sinabi nila tunay na ikaw ang anak ng Diyos.
They understood there was one from so much higher of a place, heaven, and one so much greater of a person, the Son of God who came to them.
At dito nga po, napagtanto ng mga alagad na si Jesus, siya ay nanggaling sa kalangitan at siya ay makapangyarihan at siya ay kayang magligtas.
And if one so great would come to where we were to save us, then we must worship him.
Kung gayon na nga lang po, may isang tagapagligtas na pumaroon o pumunta sa atin at nalaman natin na siya ay tagapagligtas, kailangan natin siyang sambahin.
They simply bowed before him and adored his person as the Son of God.
At tayo'y lumuhod sa kanyang paanan at tayo ay magpasalamat sa kanya.
Of course, that's not too hard to learn that lesson, is it? We love the Lord Jesus because he came to be our Savior.
Sa katunayan, hindi po ito mahirap na pag-aralan dahil ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay mahal tayo at mahal natin siya at siya'y pumarito upang iligtas tayo.
We love him and worship him because though he is so great, the very Son of God, yet he became my substitute for my sins.
Mahal natin ang Panginoong Jesus sapagkat kahit na siya ay makapangyarihan, siya ay naging tagapagpalit ko. Siya ay nagdusa para sa akin upang ako, ikaw ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
I hope today that someone or this evening in the Philippines that someone will just come to him, cry out to him for salvation.
Kami ay umaasa sa panahon na ito na may isa o bawat isa sa atin ay pumunta sa o pumaroon sa ating Panginoon o tumawag sa kanya upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
He is waiting in heaven to hear your voice.
Siya ay nag-aantay sa kalangitan upang marinig ang iyong boses.
And he can and will save the sinner that cries out to him for salvation.
At kaya niyang iligtas ang mga makasalanan na tumawag sa kanya.
He is the Savior of the world.
Siya ang tagapagligtas ng mundo.
Now we'll pray. Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and for this wonderful story and what we learned from it. And we pray that today the lessons will be clear in the mind of someone, that they might understand they need not struggle and try the best they can, but rather rely on the Lord Jesus for salvation. We would pray for this as we look to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.